402-483-0220.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kamala Harris is here in Nevada. She's up in Reno. And it's weird that on the day that she comes to town, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported the fewest jobs added to the U.S. economy in a year. The U.S. economy added just, 390,000 jobs last month. The fewest number added back last year. Biden inherited a robust recovery. And now we've got what is called stagflation. And even Biden's own economists are warning of a recession. It's getting that bad. And you see the Dow is doing the roller coaster thing that it does. You got Biden inflation costing the average family $569 per month. That is the Bidenflation number. And is projected to cost the average household a whopping $6,800 over the next 12 months. This is money that's going to be coming out of your pocket. It's not going to build any roads and bridges. It's not going to improve our schools. It's not going to do squat. It's just gone. If you were making $60,000, subtract $6,000 from that. $6,800, in fact. That's what we're looking at, folks. And yet she's coming to Nevada to, quote, brag about the Biden economic package. And you know what's really weird? This is kind of like dealing with the Clark County School District, where they keep promising you this, and they're going to promise you that, and they're going to fix this, they're going to fix that. And the fact is, it's getting worse, not getting better. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, news on the COVID-19 front. I don't have time to get into it right now, but coming up after the break, we'll give you some breaking news on that particular front, and some of it that involves this radio station. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, that road hazard on U.S. 95 northbound at Valley View that we were talking about a half hour ago has been cleared. It's, well, let's put it this way. The right lane is still compromised, but you are moving in the left lanes there, 95 north at Valley View. Lane restrictions continue downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl on Interstate 515. That's at the 15 interchange. Also, do expect some backups on that transition lane, too. Those are people merging from Interstate 15 northbound over to the 515 eastbound. And the 515 southbound on-ramp at Las Vegas Boulevard is closed until 2 p.m. tomorrow for repairs.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas Aces basketball, the seven-game winning streak coming to an end. They lose to the Connecticut Sun 97-90 last night. These two teams played also on Tuesday. That was a game that Las Vegas won 89-81, but they could not sweep the two-game series. Jackie Young scoring 26 points, but she leaves early after injuring her ankle. Kelsey Plum had 23 points and 8 assists. Aces back at it on Sunday when they match up against Dallas. The Las Vegas Aviators, they beat Sacramento yesterday 10-6. That series continues tonight. Adam Aller on the mound. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season and save big on summer style essentials, like 50 to 60% off all designer suits for an effortless touch of cool, 40 to 75% off fine jewelry to complete any look, and get ready to jet set with Tag Ridgefield luggage sets just $74.99. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up for free at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Have you ever noticed how people talk in that same weird voice to their dogs?
Just like this?
Well, it sure gets a dog's tail wagging. Wondering if I can get your ears all perked up the same way when I tell you,
that bed stay free at Motel 6.
With a clean, comfortable room and a great low rate.
Now, who's a good human? I think you are.
Tom Baudette for Motel 6, the proud sponsor of pets. And we'll leave the light on for you.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on Live and Local. This hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. I promised you news on the COVID-19 front, and we learned today, in fact, I was on with Andy in the club, and learned that Mark Thomas tested positive and so was not at work today. And obviously, he's not feeling great, but he's getting better. He's on the mend, And hopefully he'll be back to work real soon. I found it interesting. Dr. Deborah Birx was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. And can I just tell you, Mark is not the first friend I've had test positive in the last couple of weeks. A bunch of people that I know have tested positive. Now, a lot of them are asymptomatic. They don't feel good. They may have a runny nose, but nothing real serious. I'll just tell you that I've got a lot of folks I know that are not feeling real good. Dr. Deborah Birx, remember her from the Trump administration, was on with Neil Cavuto and says we're not out of the woods yet on COVID-19. Here it is.
This thought that we're over it, that the worst is over, isn't.
Well, I would remind people that we went through this last year about this time. Remember when CDC said we didn't need masks?
Right.
Made it clear that vaccines were going to protect you from infection. So we've learned a lot. The vaccines do not protect people from getting infected after about 4 to 6 weeks. So we had one of our worst summer surge last summer. In 2020, the summer surge killed 100,000 Americans that were vulnerable across the Sun Belt. Last year, 135,000. So despite having vaccines, despite having more therapeutics, we lost more people last summer. And I think that's because everybody thought we were through it. That was the signaling that they were getting from the CDC and the administration. And every time we take our eye off the ball, we don't do what is needed to really ensure people have the tools so that they can survive and thrive.
So if we were to be hit with this, now you were hit with it in real time. It sounded like from your book, Doctor, there was a sense that, oh, this will pass. It won't be that serious. I know you write about how you were trying to warn people there was something to this that had, you know, staying power. Quoting here, though, in the early weeks, you believe that the administration's view at the time was the less we did, the less we would be held accountable for whatever was about to happen. Were they slow then to see what was unfolding, or just reluctant to make a big deal out of it for fear of getting Americans even more panicked?
I think we didn't have either the data or the testing to really know how widespread it was. And because of that, I think CDC believed all through January and through most of February that this was not, we were going to be able to contain the virus. We were going to be able to prevent it from coming on our shores. But I knew it was already here and already spreading silently. And that's what I worry about. Do not be deceived when it says hospitalizations are not so high and deaths continue to decline. That gap between cases, hospitalizations, and fatalities gets a little bit longer with each surge because there's less vulnerable people. You don't want to get through a pandemic because most of the vulnerable people have succumbed to the disease. That's not what we did with HIV around the globe. We can make a change here, and we can prepare the South. Already they're flipping into the fall and winter. We should be worried right now across the Sun Belt for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Now we're told that you need booster shots. What started as one and done is now, you know, maybe several. A lot of people who signed up for these, doctors, you know, had no idea that would be the case. What do you tell them where this goes and how often you need a shot or some treatment to address it?
So let's remember, we knew by seeing what happened in South Africa by December of 2020 that this virus was going to continue to cycle and continue because natural immunity continued to decline with each and every surge. And so when natural immunity does not protect you from reinfections, vaccines are not going to protect you completely from reinfection. And that's what we need to communicate to the American people. They have to know that even though they were vaccinated, even though they were boosted, look at what happened during Omicron. 50% of the deaths were in vaccinated individuals. 25% of the deaths were in vaccinated and boosted individuals. And so the protection wanes. These variants are not mild. They still dramatically impact people over 70. If you have people in your family over 70, with this surge that's coming across the Sun Belt, make sure you have tests. If you can get your family member tested and into treatment with Paxlovid early, you can save their lives. And I just feel like we're not communicating to the American people the tools that they need to protect their family members.
There you have it, Dr. Deborah Birx. Remember her from the Trump administration, along with Dr. Fauci? They were kind of the face of COVID-19 and Operation Warp Speed and all of that stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
For listening. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Live and Local with Kevin Wall for your chance to win a $50 gas card and a basic oil change. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates, enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingandCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for 4 of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what's really weird? The news keeps trickling out of Uvalde, Texas. And today, in fact, USA Today reporting 34 minutes ago, the police chief who led the response to the Uvalde shooting didn't have a radio. That, according to law enforcement officials, he was not plugged in. He did not have a radio to help direct the effort. That's the problem is that it keeps coming out in drips and drabs. And you know, what we need is something similar to, but maybe better than, the 1 October Commission. You know, the investigation of 1 October. And by the way, I still don't think we know everything there is to know about that horrific night down on Las Vegas Boulevard from the Mandalay Bay. I still don't think we know everything, and that's kind of sad. For those of you that missed the Biden gun control speech, I will give you a spoiler alert. Nothing new happened. I mean, trust me on this one. But Joe Biden, the president, in fact, let's go to cut two real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we go to break. He wrapped up the gun control speech, and this is one of the things that I absolutely despise about this administration. Everything has to be politicized. The death of men, women, and children, it has to be politicized. It's got to be about gun control. And that's so sad. This was the president yesterday, 4:30 in the afternoon, his speech, wrapping up the gun control speech by politicizing the issue. Here it is.
I've been in this fight for a long time. I know how hard it is, but I'll never give up. And if Congress fails, I believe this time a majority of the American people won't give up either. I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough, enough, enough. Over the next 17 days, the families in Uvalde will continue burying their dead. It will take that long in part because it's a town where everyone knows everyone. And day by day, they will honor each one they lost. Jill and I met with the owner and staff of the funeral home, as being strong, 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 strong to take care of their own. And the people of Uvalde mourn, as they do over the next 17 days. What will we be doing as a nation? Jill and I met with the sister of the teacher who was murdered and whose husband died of a heart attack 2 days later, leaving behind four beautiful orphaned children, all now orphaned. The sister asked us, what could she say? What could she tell her nieces and nephews? It's the most heartbreaking moments that I can remember. All I could think to say was, I told her to hold them tight. Hold them tight. After visiting the school, we attended Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church with Father Eddie. In the pews, families and friends held each other tightly. As Archbishop Gustavo spoke, he asked the children in attendance to come up on the altar and sit in the altar with him as he spoke. There wasn't enough room, so Mom and her young son sat next to Jill and me in the first pew. And as we left the church, a grandmother who had just lost her granddaughter passed me a handwritten letter. It read, quote, erase the invisible line that is dividing our nation. Come up with a solution and fix what's broken and make the changes that are necessary to prevent this from happening again. End of quote. My fellow Americans, enough. Enough. It's time for each of us to do our part. It's time to act. for the children we've lost, for the children we can save, for the nation we love. Let's hear the call and the cry. Let's meet the moment. Let us finally do something. God bless the families who are hurting. God bless you all. From him, based on the 91st Psalm sung in my church, may he raise you up on eagle's wings and bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. That's my prayer for all of you. God bless you.
There you have it. I like his passion, but the problem is he didn't say anything. It was the same old blah, 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 blah. There was nothing new in this speech. Was there? Did you spot any? Call me if you did. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. He said that, essentially the people will have to hold members of Congress accountable. That means Republicans, by the way. Republicans. And that's what's so incredibly sad about this, that he had to politicize the thing. And this is about people dying. People died. And the fact is, people are going to continue to die. As long as there are crazed individuals out there, hell-bent on killing, whether they do it with bombs, with fists, with baseball bats, doesn't matter. People are still going to kill. And, I mean, I am so saddened by what I heard yesterday. I mean, I really honestly was. I was hoping for something new, something different. And it was the same old blah, 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 blah. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChadhaForNevada.com.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hello, this is my auto. And this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke! And American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. We are now at the critical point in this election where we choose Nevada's future course. Let us put forward our best team to defeat the statist Democrats in November. During this campaign, I've traveled throughout all 17 counties, met and spoken with thousands of our fellow Nevadans who have shared their concerns about our state. I have heard you, and I'm ready to go to work addressing those concerns. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. I served our country in uniform as a pilot and test pilot, commanding the B-2 Stealth Bomber Test Squadron. I flew internationally for FedEx for 20 years. I have served as the Reno Air Race Director of Flight Operations and Race Director. Let my proven principled leadership from the military, private sector, and local community work for you. It would be my honor to lead you as your next Lieutenant Governor. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies and vote for me. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign, and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's.